A new faith-based film called War Room is set to open in theaters across the United States later this summer. It's from the Kendrick brothers, producers of other faith-based films such as Fireproof and Facing the Giants. We spoke with the Kendrick brothers and several of the people who star in War Room during a recent sneak preview of the film. The Kendrick brothers hope War Room encourages people to become more intentional about prayer in their daily lives.
This is our fifth film, and it's about the power of prayer. And it's an entertaining, inspirational, dramatic feature we think would be suitable for any audience. We think they're going to derive a lot of inspiration from it. And ultimately, we hope it draws them closer to God. And we had a good time making it here.
That's Alex Kendrick, president of Kendrick Brothers Productions. This is Alina Pitts, a young actress making her film debut in War Room. And the experience she had is a lasting one.
I grown up praying and stuff, but after I watched the movie and I acted in it, it really helped me and it touched my life and helped me to pray more.
Quite a few others who took part in making the film were profoundly touched, too. Alex talks about a young man who coached some of the actors for a jump rope scene in the film.
He taught even some of my kids how to do the double dutch, which is more complicated than you think. And at the end of the movie, he came to us and he said, I want what you're talking about to be a part of my life. And so he said, would you pray for me? And so he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. At the end of the movie, we baptized him in a swimming pool, and he is here tonight. And to see him again with this, the countenance on his face and everything is just, man, you can't put a price on that.
Priscilla Shire is a Christian speaker, teacher, and author who has her first major film role in War Room. She's excited about its potential to both entertain and illuminate, to teach us some fundamental truths about prayer.
That it works, and that it's very apparent that I don't think we really believe it works, because if we did, we would actually pray. We would actually pray more. And prayer is what invites the power of heaven into the circumstances of earth.
The film was shot in North Carolina, in the Charlotte area, and that was a blessing for co-producer Gary Wheeler, who's from there. He says 85 churches and their members helped make the movie possible.
And we ate like crazy, to church buses shuffling us all around town, to water bottles for the crew, you know. And really, the Bible's clear that, you know, we're supposed to love one another. And really, these churches in this area, that's what they did. They loved this crew that came from all over to make this movie here in Charlotte.
One of the reasons writer-director Alex Kendrick made prayer the subject of War Room is because he believes it should be a fundamental part of our lives, something we do every day.
Prayer is a powerful weapon, and it's something that can address anything going on in the United States right now. You know, with so much many issues and even division, we see the body of Christ uniting, and prayer is something that draws us together. And I know I want to be prayed for. I know this film wants to, needs to be prayed for, and so we would hope that anybody seeing the film would leave desiring a more powerful, active prayer life.
War Room opens in theaters nationwide on August 28th. I'm Mike McLean.